You are listening to episode 17 of Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Nick Drake. I get to be the pastor of Richland Baptist Church in Kingdom City, Missouri. Today's question is, are all people of other religions and or no religion going to hell? What if they don't know God exists? Is it possible people of other religions are worshiping the true God, but he is just revealing himself in another way? This is a very good question, a very important question for every single person to consider and understand, I believe. Really, it's three questions, of course, so I want to address each of them specifically. Even though they're all related, they are all important enough to have special attention. So the first question of these three is, are all people of other religions and or no religion going to hell? Well, the answer to this question is yes. I know that sounds short, that sounds harsh, but I say this so simply and clearly because the Word of God says this so simply and clearly. Of course, when I say this, how am I interpreting religion as stated in the question? Of course, I'm interpreting that. I'm assuming the writer of this question, who asked this question, is talking about any religion or belief system other than the Christianity as taught by the Bible. Given this question here in our church, I'm assuming they understand, I hope understand, what our church believes and what I clearly preach and teach, that the only way to salvation is the way the Bible teaches. So any religion or belief system other than Christianity as taught by the Bible, yes, I believe any one of that or of those religions or no religion is going to hell. That is, of course, that religion of which I speak, the Bible teaches, and more than just a religion, it's a relationship, that Jesus Christ is the perfect, holy Son of God, who was born of a virgin, who lived a perfect life. He fulfilled all the scriptures of the promised Messiah, including dying on the cross for our sins and rising from the dead to defeat sin and death. He died in our place, and there's no other sacrifice sufficient to take away our sins and make us right with God, our Creator. The punishment that every single one of us deserve, regardless of our religion, every single one of us deserve the punishment without exception. Because of our sin before righteous God, we all deserve eternal hell and damnation. We all deserve hell. Only Jesus can deliver us from hell and give us eternal life. That's why he came, so that everyone who turns from sin and follows him can live forever. And so by no religion, then, I'm understanding a belief system that denies this truth, that denies the truth of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection for our salvation, just like any other religion denies this truth, including those who try to pick and choose only parts of the truth. So if you're a religion that calls yourself Christian, but you pick and choose the truths of the gospel from the Bible, you pick and choose what you like, then by the definition of what Scripture teaches, then that too would be a religion, quote unquote, that does not lead to eternal life. John 14:6, Jesus said it himself. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No one means exactly that. No one. There is no other religion, there is no other name besides Jesus that saves. Acts 4:12 says, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people, and we must be saved by it." Again, no one else and no other name. This is very clear, very strong language here in the Word of God, that Jesus is the only one who can save us from our sins. Jesus said, "God is spirit." In John 4:24, he said, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." And then Jesus went on to explain that he was and is the promised Messiah. He is the fulfillment of all prophecy. He is the one who is, as he said before this, the living water, the one who gives eternal life. And you might say, well, I'm quoting all of these verses from the New Testament. I'm proclaiming the gospel according to the New Testament. What about the Old Testament? Well, Isaiah 45:22, God said, "Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." There is only one God and only he can save us. Colossians 1:15-20 explains this a little bit further for us to understand about this salvation and why it's through Christ. Says this: "Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for everything was created by him in heaven and on earth, the visible and the indivisible, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Jesus and for Jesus. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. And this is big. Listen to verse 19 of Colossians 1. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through him to reconcile everything to himself by making peace through the blood of his cross, whether things on earth or things in heaven. So part of the question is, well, what if they don't know God exists? Well, I think Romans chapter 1 addresses this very clearly, and for the sake of time, I'm not going to read, but I would encourage you to read verses 16 through 32. And really, what we see from that passage is that everyone does know that God exists. The gospel is the message that saves everyone, because everyone is a sinner and is without excuse, as verse 20 says in Romans 1. Everyone's without excuse. There is no excuse to not know God exists. Verse 25 says, as it talks about the sins of mankind, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served something created instead of the Creator, who is praised forever. And then at the end of that chapter, verse 32, it says, although they know full well God's just sentence that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but they even applaud others who practice them. Doesn't that sound exactly like our world today? And it's how the world has always been since sin entered the picture. Not only do they practice them, but they applaud others who practice them. What's perhaps the greatest promise ever given in regards to finding truth? Because that's the key here. We have to understand and find truth in order for us to know how to follow God, in order for us to know how to spend eternity with him. Well, there's a great promise. Jeremiah 29:13, God said, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. That's amazing. That means there's not something we've done to earn it. We search for him with all our heart and we find him. This same promise is given all over the Old Testament, places like Deuteronomy 4:29, 1 Chronicles 28:9, Psalm 9, verse 9 and 10, 14, verse 2, 69, verses 32 and 33, and Proverbs 8:17. If you search for me with all your heart, God says, you will find me. Is it possible? One of the questions is, people of other religions are worshiping the true God, but he is just revealing himself in another way. No, there is no other way. As Jesus clearly stated again and again in the Gospels, there is no other way. He is the only way. And as the disciples in every Bible-believing church ever since the first century have preached again and again, Jesus is the only way. Otherwise, Jesus would be a crazy man at the best. And at worst, he would be a liar. He would be a deceiver if he wasn't the only way. He can't be the way, the truth, and the life if there are other options. That wouldn't make sense. The sky can't be both blue and orange. It's one or the other. We can't say that we're both right if I look up and say, oh, it's blue, and you look up and say, oh, it's orange. No, it's one or the other. And where does truth come from? It comes from the one who created us. It comes from God. So this is why it's so important, not only that you believe and follow Jesus Christ, but also that you what? That you help others to believe and follow Jesus Christ. This is why mission is so important, why we must live out our faith and love and serve those around us and bring the gospel to people. Romans 10, 9 through 15 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no other promise that says we'll be saved except for by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 10 says, one believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. Now the scripture says, verse 11, everyone who believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, since the same Lord of all is rich to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What an incredible promise. Verse 13, but how can they call on him they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who announce the gospel of good things. Salvation from sin and death in hell is by faith alone, in Christ alone. We must not only believe and embrace this ourselves, but we must plead with others to believe and embrace this too. This is why Jesus said in John 3, verses 16 through 21, "For God so loved the world in this way that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." You see, what we all deserve is to perish, right? To spend eternity in hell, regardless of our religion. That's what we all deserve. But we have to believe in Jesus. Verse 17 and following, "For God did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. This then is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and avoids it so that his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God." So I plead with you today, make sure that not only is your heart right with God, don't think about your religion, think about your relationship with God. And the only way you can have that everlasting relationship is by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. And that comes by turning away from our sins and trusting fully in him for our salvation. But then also, not only that you make sure that your heart is right with God and you have that relationship with God, but that you help others to see how important that relationship with him is, that there is no religion that can save us. Only Jesus can save us. Thanks for listening to Ask the Pastor. Lord willing, I'll talk at you again next week.